بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Respected علماء الكرام, brothers in Islam, first of all, let us correct our intention that we are sitting here for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And we are going to learn some aspects of deen which we ourselves going to practice upon, and then we are going to pass the message to others, especially our family members and whomever we have contact with, will spread the message. Allah give us tawfiq. Now, time permitting, today inshallah we will discuss few aspects of taharat and then preparation for Ramadan, inshallah. So one, two things as far as taharat is concerned. Taharat, cleanliness, is an integral part of our deen. At-tuhuru shatrul iman. That taharat, cleanliness, is half of iman, part of iman, very vital aspect of our deen. Now taharat, the ulama have categorized it into four types. One is taharat of the body from impurities and dirt. A Muslim doesn't live dirty, he doesn't live impure, he's always in the state of wudu as far as possible, if not that, always in the state of ghusl. He's not in need of ghusl at any time. And this is very important in our times, especially when there's a lot of black magic, jadu, sorcery getting on. So this is very important that we always in the state of ghusl. We are not in need of a faraz ghusl. Allah Pak give us tawfiq. If possible, health permitting, always be in the state of wudu. And for some reason, if you can't be in the state of wudu, for some reason, at least make tayammum. That is also, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once exited from the toilet, from the bathroom, and somebody made salam to him. So, salam is the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It is zikr. So Hazrat Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not deem it appropriate to take the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala without some form of taharat. So he made tayammum and then gave salam. Gave jawab to the salam, answered the salam. So at least some state of taharat we should be all the time. Of course there is masail, but we shouldn't be in any state of impurity. So that is as far as our bodily taharat is concerned, cleanliness. Then comes the next taharat, which is taharat of the body and the organs from sins and disobedience. So this is also very, very important. We keep our organs of the body, the outward organs, especially the eyes, the ears, the tongue, the hands, the feet, clear of all disobedience of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The eyes function according to the commands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, especially in these days when there is a lot of indecency, immorality, then we should control our eyes. And by controlling the eyes, a person can reach very, very high spiritual levels by controlling his nafs. Allah give us tawfiq. The ears also, not listening to the wrong things, the eyes not looking at the wrong things, the tongue not speaking the wrong things, the hands not catching the wrong things, the legs not walking to the wrong places. Allah Pak give us tawfiq. So that is also a form of taharat. Then there is another form of taharat, which is with regard to the heart. Now with regard to the heart, the taharat of the heart is that there shouldn't be evil qualities in the heart. We should clear our heart, try and cleanse our heart of evil qualities. Now evil qualities, for example, like hasad, Allah save us all, jealousy, pride, takabbur, hirs, being greedy, all these things, hubbe jah, hubbe mal. So that is also a third form of taharat. Then a final form of taharat is that in the heart there should be none else but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. La ilaha illallah. Nothing is worthy of attaching my heart to except the zat and sifat and af'al of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah make us reach there. But it all starts from the purity of the physical self. Now, as far as the purity of the physical self is concerned, alhamdulillah, we have all, most of us had made ghusl and come to the masjid, alhamdulillah. So, we are pure physically. Now, our ulama say, whenever we perform ghusl, try and make four intentions. Allah give us tawfiq. Try and take a mental note of it, and whenever we do it, because every action starts with an intention. So Allah give us tawfiq to correct our intentions. Before we make ghusl, or before we make wudu, think this is the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Imtithalan lil amr. I am going to make wudu because it's the command of Allah. I am going to make ghusl because it's the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala according to the sunnah of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, hukm ilahi. First one is, I am fulfilling the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Secondly, I am making ghusl to please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to get the pleasure of Allah. And Allah Pak says, وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ. The little pleasure of Allah, ridwanun is, the tanween is for taqleel. Thori si rizamandi Allah ki taraf se sabse barkar cheez hai. Little pleasure from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the greatest thing a person can ever achieve. So ghusl, we can achieve that pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala when we make the intention. I am making ghusl to please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Number four, I am making ghusl to gain the love of Allah Pak, to gain the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah grant us his muhabbat. So that is the third intention. And the last intention we make, and many more as we progress, is tathirul zahir wal batin. Oh Allah, I am cleansing my outer self, but I also make the intention of cleansing my inner self, my heart. I am cleansing my body physically, but oh Allah, cleanse my body physically from sins, my organs. And my heart also, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, is not in my control. Oh Allah, is in your control. This much I can do to cleanse my body physically. But my heart, oh Allah, you cleanse it from all evil qualities. And you bring the good qualities in my heart. Once the good qualities are there, then automatically a person will be able to perform good deeds. Because our deeds are the fruit of the what is in the heart. A person in his heart is sakhi, he is generous. His hands will express their generosity. Allah Pak give us tawfiq. A person in his heart is sincere. Whatever actions he does, it will be based on sincerity. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. So these are the four basic intentions we make when making ghusl, when making wudu. Mahabbat, one is imtithalan lil amr, hukm ilahi, ti takmeel. I am fulfilling the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Number two, to gain the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Number four, to gain the mahabbat, the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And number four, to gain external as well as internal purity. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Now just to share with you, you see, after we bath, we are encouraged in the Quran Pak also, and also in the Hadith Sharif also, of the virtues of olive oil. Olive oil is very, very good. The usage of olive oil externally, internally also, very, very good. It's the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the Quran also, Allah speaks of the excellence of olives and olive oil also. And we encourage to use olive oil. And the olive oil we must try and use is the olive oil which is extra virgin. Cold press. That is the olive oil try and use. Cold press, extra virgin. That is nearest to the original olive oil. So after we bath, with the intention of sunnah, with the intention, and the health benefits will come. What we do, after we have bath, don't dry the body. Take the olive oil with the intention of sunnah and rub it over, malish your whole body, from head to toe. With the intention of sunnah, especially in winter, for Jummah you'll feel super, inshallah. Before Jummah, especially, we try and make ghusl, or even before that if we make, inshallah, try it, inshallah. Especially, every week, we don't have to lose all those lotions and that they're making money out of us. Now what happens? think of it, I may be wrong, but think about it. They advertise this soap and they advertise that soap. Now we use the soap, all the natural oils in the body gets washed away. Now we have to replace it because the skin becomes dry. Now they say use this lotion, use that lotion, use that lotion. So they're making money about it. I may be wrong, but give it some practical, some mental thought. Now the best way to cleanse our body is to use natural water. That is the best way. And after you bath, especially if you take a hot bath. Now when you take a hot bath, what happens? Your pores open. Now before drying your body, take the olive oil and malish your body. So what is going to happen? That olive oil will penetrate into the bones and make your bones strong. Allah give us tawfiq. In sunnah there is everything. Allah give us tawfiq. Now after that, don't rub your body to dry it. If you want to dry your body, dab your body with a towel so that the olive oil remains there. Allah Pak give us tawfiq to follow the sunnah. If we follow the sunnah, we're going to lead a natural life. A simple life, easy life, natural life, and a very good quality life. We're looking for good quality life is only in the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. So that as far as taharat is concerned, Allah give us tawfiq to make the correct intention and also to follow the sunnah. We have many ulama in our midst, mashallah, go sit in their majlis, try and take the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives from them. Allah give us tawfiq. Now, we are approaching now in the month of Shaban now. After Shaban comes Ramadan, and after that Shawwal. So now a great month is dawning upon us. So when something great, a great event comes, what we do? We prepare. So Allah give us tawfiq to prepare. MashaAllah, the women folk at home are really preparing. They're making the samosas and whatever, the moons. Before we see the moon of Ramadan, they're making the moons and alhamdulillah, very good. But one aspect we should just consider here. All this effort that we are making now, we are going to make in Ramadan, is for taqwa to come. Now we should be very careful. In the months that we buy, in other words, the white meat, haram is out of the question. But if doubtful things also, don't buy doubtful white meat. Because we're going to make an effort to get taqwa in Ramadan, and then we're going to break our fast with doubtful samosas. The months in that is doubtful. All the effort of the whole day is wasted. So be very particular. As men, we are in charge of the finance, mashallah. We give the finance. So be very particular where we source our meat from, especially white meat. Don't go for cheap, but go for what is halal and what is undoubtful. Allah give us tawfiq. Now, we are in charge in the home. Alhamdulillah, Allah has given us a certain maqam, a certain position. Now we are responsible not only for the dunyawi needs of our family, but to see that the deen is also in order. Now what I suggest is that we must encourage our ladies. You see, during the time, during Ramadan last year or the previous years, the lady, the women folk in our home, they go through a period, which we know the monthly periods they go, and they can't keep their fast. So we must encourage them. Before the next Ramadan comes, try and keep your qada fast. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says, whole year I used to make the khidmat of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I couldn't get a chance to keep my qada rozas of the previous Ramadan. But when Sha'ban used to come, then Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to keep a lot of fast in preparation for Ramadan, out of the greatness of Ramadan. And in the year, if he missed the three fasts that he normally used to keep, he used to make amends for it in Sha'ban. So now, when he used to keep fast, then I used to get a chance to keep my qada fast of the previous Ramadan. So all the a'imma, all the mujtahideen, they agree that before the next Ramadan comes, a person should clear his qada fast of the previous Ramadan. Allah give us tawfiq. Now to achieve all this, a very simple way of achieving all this, start from now the ta'aleem of fada'il Ramadan. So all, we are already preparing ourselves mentally, spiritually to approach the Ramadan with the right mindset. Allah give us tawfiq. Now, so start in our home, start that. You see, deen comes through suhbat. Suhbat, when you have the company of some learned person, pious person, then deen comes in our life. Because it's a transferring of what is in the heart to the heart. Sometimes in our homes, we don't have the suhbat. But what is the substitute for the suhbat is the ta'lim of the fada'il. Especially fada'il-e-sadaqat, fada'il-e-ramadan, fada'il-e-salat, fada'il-e-hajj. So try and have this. This is a substitute for good companionship. Allah give us tawfiq. Even our children, small children, seat them in the ta'lim, they will also have the shock and the desire to keep that fast in the month of Ramadan, although they are not mukallaf of it. Allah give us tawfiq. Now what fada'il? You have masail also. We have to keep the fast in the correct manner, according to the sunnah of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So for sunnah, to implement the sunnah, you need masail. You need fada'il for motivation, and you need the masail to keep the amal correct. And the amal can only be correct if it's according to the sunnah. For that we need masail. So I suggest, especially we that adhere to the madhab of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, very simple self-explanatory is the Beshti Zewar of Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayh. So take out the section, see the section on fasting. One, two maslas a day, read it 7 times. If not 7 times, 5 times. Try and read it with the family. Everybody, before Ramadan comes, they will be academically well equipped, inshallah, to keep the fast according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So have these two ta'lims. Even if it's 5 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever it is, fazail of Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi on fasting, and the masail written by Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi. It's translated in English also, this kitab, Beshti Zewal, Heavenly Ornaments. Allah Pak give us tawfiq. Now, just to get us, what is this Ramadan about? We follow the program of Ramadan, but to get more understanding, more basirat. When a person has more basirat, he approaches the amal with more conviction and more enthusiasm. See? So just to make us what the ulama have written, what is the program of Ramadan? So the program of Ramadan actually is to achieve more taqwa. Alhamdulillah, we all have taqwa. Alhamdulillah. Allah increase our taqwa. The first stage of taqwa every Muslim has is that to abstain from kufr, shirk, nifaq, all these things. Now we have to come on the second stage of taqwa. And the second stage of taqwa is to follow all the commands of Allah and abstain from all the prohibitions. Now, the major blockage in this is our nafs. Our nafs is the major blockage. Our desires, which doesn't conform to the Sharia. Now, in Ramadan, we need to get these desires under our control. Now, in our body, we have angelic qualities, we have beastly qualities, animalistic qualities. Now the whole object is to make the angelic qualities dominant and the beastly qualities, suppressed. This is the object. Now to achieve this object, the ulama have said that we have to do 4 types of mujahada. 4 types, and we are doing it. But let us do it with a little more understanding so that we understand the program of Ramadan. So to get this nafs under our control, there are 4 mujahada we have to make, 4 struggles. One is to eat less, one is to sleep less, the other one is to talk less, associate less with people. So these are the 4 mujahada. Qillatul ta'am, qillatul manam, qillatul ikhtilat ma'al anam, and qillatul kalam. These are the 4 mujahada we have to make. Eat less, speak less, associate less with people, and sleep less. These are the 4. Now in Ramadan, there is a celestial program. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has revealed it from the sky, which we all doing, but do it with little concentration, basirat, with the right mindset. See, eating less, we are all going to keep fast, alhamdulillah. So we are eating less, even if we are eating 3 meals, even if after Taraweeh we have in a snack, but still we are eating less. How much can a fasting person eat? He eats less. Naturally, you're going to eat less. So you are eating less. Then we get up for sehri, and to have sehri is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Including the sehri dates. Like how we include in our iftar dates, is masnoon to have dates at sehri time as well. And dates and a Muslim are very closely connected. Iman is sweet, dates are also sweet. Iman has been compared to the date tree and the date fruit. Allah give us tawfiq. So, we are eating less. We are getting up for sehri. We are reading how many rakahs of Taraweeh? 8? No. Don't go for that. 10? No. We read 20 rakahs of Taraweeh. And this is what we got from Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Through our ulama yahaq, until today, make shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In our country, alhamdulillah, most masajid, there is one khatam of the Quran, which is a separate sunnah, and 20 rakahs of Taraweeh. Don't go for the easy. We are defeating the struggle against the nafs. The nafs wants to read 8, the nafs wants to read 10. Doesn't want to read 20, it's difficult. But we go for the struggle against the nafs, so that our taqwa increases. So we're going to sleep late. We're going to get up late, we're going to get up early, sleeping late. So definitely we have our qailula in the afternoon. So that makes up for the adequate sleep that we're supposed to have. But we are controlling our sleep. So alhamdulillah, we are sleeping less. Now comes talking less. Alhamdulillah, with that we're also doing. So we're reading more Quran Sharif. We're making more dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah. Making more dua. Where the tongue is busy with tilawat of Quran, dhikrullah, how can it engage in unnecessary talk? So we are talking, alhamdulillah, we're talking less. Now comes the last one. Associating less with the people. For that, what is the command of i'tikaf? When we come into the masjid, we seclude ourselves from everybody else and try and make our connection with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala stronger. Now we're achieving that. Qillatul ikhtilat ma'al anam. So if we do it with this mindset, inshallah, and prepare our families also, alhamdulillah, Ramadan will be a preparation for the akhirat. Allahumma a'inni ala dunya bid-deen wa ala al-akhirati bit-taqwa. Allah, help me to prepare for my akhirat through taqwa. And this is the month we need to work on our taqwa and struggle against our nafs. Now, actually the fast that we keep during the day is to gain that isti'dad. Isti'dad means ability to benefit from what the Quran, the recitation of the Quran in Taraweeh. See, if we can understand it. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he received the Torah from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But before he received the Torah from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah Pak told him fast for 30 days. He fasted for 30 days, he made miswak. Allah loved the smell of the fasting person more than the smell of musk. So Allah Pak said, increase it now to another 40 days. Then he got the Torah. A person can benefit from wahi if he builds the isti'dad through fasting to receive the wahi. So we fast during the day because actually we have to benefit from the recitation of the Quran. Whether we understand, we don't understand, we are benefiting from that 20 rakats. So that we can get the ability to gain benefit from the Quran which is recited in our Taraweeh Salah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make, understand our deen, learn it from our elders, learn it from our ulama, and try and implement it in our life. So basically today we try and make a mental note, try and make amal, pass it on to others. When we make wudu or ghusl, always make four intentions. It's the command of Allah to gain the mahabbat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Number three, to gain the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for external, internal purification. Allah give us tawfiq after bathing, before wiping out, don't wipe the body, but use the olive oil with the intention of sunnah. And have ta'aleem at the home, and start the ta'aleem of the fazail kitabs, masail also individually in our homes, inshallah. We will approach, and what we have said about Ramadan, try and struggle against the nafs through these four things. Speaking less, try and speak less from now. Try and cut down on our luxuries from now. And as far as eating is concerned, try and prepare for Ramadan. Associate less with people, speak less. Inshallah, we will then derive maximum benefit from Ramadan. And make the dua, Allahumma, Allahumma sallimni Ramadan wa sallim Ramadan ali wa sallimhu li mutaqabbala. Allah Pak, give us tawfiq to make amal. Encourage our women folk also to keep the qada fast as well. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal. So.